今天的题目是将来的经济。
The topic today for today's preaching is the future new earth.
我要弟兄姐妹打开圣经，以赛亚书第65:17。
Please open your Bible to Isaiah in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17.
以赛亚书65:17。
Isaiah 65:17。
看啊，我造今天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
然后我们看以赛亚书66:22。
Then continue on to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22.
耶和华说，我要造的新天新地，怎样在我面前长存？你们的后裔和你们的名字也一必照样长存。
As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure.
然后我们去新约圣经彼得后书第3:13。
Open the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13.
彼得后书3:13，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
然后最后在启示录21:1。
And lastly, Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.
启示录是圣经最后的一本书。
Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
启示录21:1，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
将来的经济是神用火来审判这个世界，为那些得救的人所预备的。
The future new earth is what God has prepared after He judged this world with fire.
那圣经里面有4个地方提到这个新天新地。
There are 4 places in the Bible that mentioned about the new earth.
也就是刚才我们所念那个四处的经文。
And it is the 4 scriptures that we have just read.
两处经文是在旧约圣经。
2 came out from the Old Testament.
那么其他两处是在新约圣经。
And the other 2 is from the New Testament.
我们都知道刚才所念的旧约经文是在以赛亚书65:17-66:22。
In the Old Testament, it is from the Isaiah chapter 65 and 66.
然后新约是在彼得后书3:13-启示录21:1。
And in the New Testament, it's 2 Peter chapter 3 and Revelation chapter 21.
我们再来看一次。看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
So let's look at it again.Isaiah 65:17, Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
然后66:1-12，耶和华说，我所要造的新天新地，怎样在我面前长存？你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。
Then in chapter 66:22, As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord,So will your name and descendants endure.
然后彼得后书3:13， 但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有益居在其中。
Second Peter, but in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
最后，启示录二十一章一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
这四处的经文是圣经的预言。
These four scriptures are predicting about the future.
预言神为那些得救的人所预备的地方。
It's talking about how God is going to prepare a place for those who belong to Him.
那圣经讲到旧的天地要过去。
The Bible says the old world will pass away.
那新的天地将会到来。
And the new earth will come.
圣经讲到神为我们预备这个新天新地是一个应许之地。
The Bible says the new place and the new earth that God has prepared for us is a promise.
新天新地是神应许给那些得救的基督徒的一个地方。
The new heaven and the new earth is promised to those who believe in God.
那就如主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第一节到第三节这么说。
Just as Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 1 to 3.
你们信你不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
In my father's house are many rooms.
若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备一个地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
That you also may be where I am.
主耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们的心里不要忧愁。”
Jesus told his disciples, "Do not be troubled."
应当相信他。
Trust in him.
因为他会。为他们预备一个地方去。
Because he's going there to prepare a place for them.
这个地方就是神应许给他们的一个地方。
And it is a place that God has promised.
那将来的新地是神为得救的基督徒预备的一个地方。
So the future new earth is a place that God has prepared for his believers.
如果没有这个地方，主耶稣说，我早就告诉你们了。
If this place does not exist, then Jesus said, I would have told you so.
神不单在旧约圣经里面应许我们
，Not only did God promise us in the Old Testament，
同时在新约圣经也应许我们。
Similarly, in the New Testament, He promised again。
什么应许将会把这个新天新地赐给我们
？He promised that He will give us this future new earth。
我们在主耶稣还没有到神肉身之前。
And before Jesus come in the form of man,
我们在新约圣经还没有被写成之前
，And before the New Testament were written,
神应许把这个新地赐给那些得救的人。
God has promised He will give this new earth to those who are saved.
在主耶稣基督还没有来之前
，And before Jesus comes,
神已经应许把这个新地赐给他的子民。
God has already promised that He will give this new earth to His people.
如果我们看希伯来书十一章的话
，And if we look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11,
那十章经文讲到一系列的信心伟人。
In this chapter, it mentions a slew of great faith people in the Bible.
比如说，我们看到以诺、亚伯拉罕、摩西等等的人。
For example, they talk about Enoch, Moses, Abraham.
这些信心伟人，他们正在等待着一个地方。
These great people of faith are waiting for this new place.
一个神应许给他们的一个地方。
It is a place that God has promised.
他们把这个地方看为是自己的一个家乡。
And when they look upon this place, they look upon it as their own.
我们知道圣经里面有很多很多的预言。
We know that the Bible has a lot of prophecy.
很多的预言已经被应验了。
And a lot of prophecies have come to pass.
也有很多的预言还没有被应验。
And there are many more that have not come to pass.
我举个例子，以赛亚书有好多的预言。
For example, in Isaiah chapter 53, it has a lot of prophecies.
有些预言已经应验了。
Some of those have already come to pass.
有些预言还没有被应验。
Some have not.
啊，比如说以赛亚书53章。
In Isaiah 53,
说讲的预言已经被应验了。
Some of the prophecies have already been fulfilled.
如果我们熟悉以赛亚书53章的话。
If we know Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书53章谈到一位救主。
In Isaiah 53, it talks about a savior.
来到这个世界上被人厌弃。
He came to earth, but he was despised.
来到这个世界上被人藐视。
But he was also forsaken.
承受极大的痛苦。
And he had to endure great pain.
啊，担当了我们的罪孽。
To take on our sins.
以赛亚书是在公元前700年左右的时候被写的。
Isaiah was written about 500 years BC.
700
years BC.
所以当以赛亚讲这个预言的时候这个事情还没有发生。
So when Isaiah prophesied about this has not come to pass.
但是700年之后。
But after 700 years.
那么以赛亚所说的预言应验了。
His prophecy was fulfilled.
耶稣基督在2000年前道成肉身来到这个世界上。
Jesus was on earth 2000 years ago.
被钉死在这个十字架上。
And he was nailed on the cross.
而且承受了这个罪犯的痛苦。
And he suffered the sin for the pain for our sin's sake.
这个是2000年前所发生的事情。
And this happened 2000 years ago.
已经应验在人类历史里面。
And we have seen it in man's history.
那么刚才我们看这两处经文，以赛亚书65章跟66章所说的预言还没有被应验。
The prophecies that we just read in Isaiah 65 and 66 has not been fulfilled.
但是，它将会好像以赛亚书53章的预言，将来会被应验。
But one day it will also come to pass, much as Isaiah 53.
因为神所应许的将会被应验。
Because what God has promised will come to pass.
那么既然以赛亚书53章这些预言会应验。
So since the prophecies in 53 were fulfilled,
很自然的65章跟66章的预言将会被应验。
Naturally, the prophecies in 65 and 66 will also be fulfilled.
那么圣经的预言是确实是神的话语。
The prophecies in the Bible are God's word.
我们必须相信圣经所说的。
We must believe in what the Bible says.
所以每次犹太人他们见面的时候
，Every time when the Jews see each other，
他们都用这句话 shalom 来互相的问安。
They will greet each other with shalom.
他们用 shalom 是因为他们期望能够来到一个地方。是没有罪、没有痛苦、没有死亡的一个地方。
They used shalom because they wish that one day they will all live in a place where there is no sin, no pain, and no tears.
那其实曾经有过这样的地方。
Actually, there was at one point this kind of place.
这个地方就是圣经里面创世纪讲的那个伊甸园。
And this place is what was mentioned in the book of Genesis, the Garden of Eden.
那么伊甸园是一个没有痛苦、没有罪恶、没有死亡的一个地方。
The Garden of Eden is a place that has no sin, no pain, and no death.
但是圣经讲到将来将会有一个类似的地方。
The Bible said in the future that will be a place just like that.
这个地方就是神应许给那些得救的基督徒的一个地方。
And this is the place that God has promised to those who are saved.
所以在启示录讲。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
So in Revelation chapter 21 it says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐的货仓库。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
然后接下去，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看了，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在。”
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with man, and He will live with them."
他要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
将来的地狱是神应许给基督徒的一个地方。
The future new earth is a place that God has promised to Christians.
我们第二，将来的新地是一个被更新的一个地方。
Secondly, the future new earth is a place that has been renewed.
我们这个新地到底是一个怎么样的地方
？So what kind of place is this new earth?
我们刚才我们看那段经文讲到，这个旧的天地将要过去。
From the scripture we just read, it says the first earth has passed away.
然后新的天地到来。
And then the new earth.Will come.
海也没有了。
There will no longer be any sea.
啊，先前的地是有海的。
The first earth has sea.
啊，将来的新地是没有海的。
The future new earth has no sea.
一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
啊，就好像一个蝴蝶一样。
Just like a butterfly.
啊，在这个蝴蝶还没有形成这个蝴蝶之前。
Before a butterfly becomes a butterfly,
啊，它是一条很丑怪的小虫。
He was a very ugly caterpillar.
那么经过改变之后，啊，它形成一个漂亮的一只蝴蝶。
But then after the changes, it turns into a beautiful butterfly.
所以我们看到这个蝴蝶是从这条丑怪的虫而来。
So we can see the butterfly changes from this ugly caterpillar.
我们就是蝴蝶跟这条虫有密切的关系。
There is a close relationship between the caterpillar and the butterfly.
同样的，圣经讲到这个新地是从这个地球而来。
Similarly, the Bible says the new earth comes from the earth.
啊，将来的新地跟我们现在所居住的地有密切的关系。
The future new earth has a close relationship with the present earth within.
啊，神不会把这个地球完全的废弃。
God will not completely destroy the present earth.
但是他会将把这个地球完全的更新。
But he is going to renew the present earth.
啊，成为一个完美的一个地方。
For it to become a perfect place.
啊，就好像神当他要赐给我们这个复活的身体之前。
For example, just like before God is going to change our bodies.
啊，他不会把我们这个身体完全的废弃。
He is not going to completely destroy our present physical body.
他会把我们这个原有的身体，然后更新。
He is going to renew our present body.
成为一个不会朽坏的身体。
To change into a body that will not will not perish.
我主耶稣第二次再来的时候，圣经告诉我们，他将会用火来审判这个世界。
But the second return of Jesus Christ, He told us that He will destroy this earth with fire.
因为彼得后书三章七节告诉我们。
Because in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 it says.
但现在的天地还是停坐那面穹牛，直流到父近前之人受审判遭沉沦的日子。用火焚烧。
By the same word, the present heavens and earth are preserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
啊，圣经也告诉我们，当神第一次审判这个世界的时候，他是用水。
The Bible told us the first time God judged this world, He used water.
啊，第二次来审判这个世界的时候是用火。
The second time He's going to use fire.
神第一次审判这个世界的时候，没有把这个世界、这个地球除去。
The first time he judged the world, he did not destroy the whole world.
但是圣经说他把这个世界毁灭了。
But the Bible told us that he destroyed the earth.
那么同样的，当神用火来审判这个世界的时候。
And so when God is going to come and judge the world with fire,
他不会把这个地球除去。
He is not going to completely demolish the earth.
圣经讲到他将会用火来把这个世界烧尽。
The Bible said he's going to use the fire to burn everything on earth.
并且说是用烈火来烧。
And he is using intense fire.
我想烈火比平常的火不一样。
I think intense fire is different from ordinary fire.
每年夏天的时候，特别现在夏天要来的时候。
Every year when summer approaches.
特别在加州的地方，我们都听到经常有这个树林和房子被烧掉。
We often hear, especially in California, that the wildfire destroy houses and forests.
那么从电视里面我们可以看到这些被烧掉的地方。
And from the television, we can see the remnants of the fire.
剩下来的都是黑黑的。
What was left are all blackened.
有时候看到有些东西没有被完全的烧掉。
Sometimes you see some of the things are not completely destroyed.
就算是地上这东西完全被烧掉的话。
So even though maybe there are things that were completely burned,
地还是被存留着。
The earth itself remains.
同样的，当神用火来审判这个世界的时候。
And likewise, when God is going to use the fire to judge the world,
一切的东西都会烧尽。
Everything will be burned.
但是地必然被存留着。
But the earth itself will remain.
神的应许必会应验。
God's promise will come to pass.
神将会把这个世界用火来烧掉，然后把它更新。
God will burn everything on earth and then renew it.
我们使徒行传三章二十一节讲得非常的清楚。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 21 it tells us clearly.
天地犹地，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets.
神会直到这个万物复兴。
God will renew and restore everything.
成为一个新天新地。
To become a new heaven and new earth.
神要把这个旧的地复兴为成为一个新的地。
God will renew the existing earth into a new one.
成为他起初所创造的天地。
To restore it back to where he originally created.
我曾经讲过，这种车叫做 recondition car.
I have told you once about this kind of car called reconditioned car.
不晓得你们有没有看过这种车。
I don't know if you have ever seen such a car.
这种车是由旧车变成新车。
This car came from an old one.
这部新车跟旧车的车身一模一样。
The crust, the body of the car is the same as the old one.
但是它的零件，它的引擎是新的。
But the engine itself is new.
这个旧的车成为一部新的车。
The old car becomes a new one.
同样的。神将会把这个旧的天地更新为一个新天新地。
And similarly, God will restore the old earth into the new one.
他将会使这个天地形成神他所起初所创造。
And will restore it back to how he had originally created.
所以圣经启示录讲，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
And so in Revelation.He said, then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
所以旧的天地没有完全的消失掉。
So the new earth was not destroyed completely.
只是被更新成为新天新地。
It was renewed and changed into a new one.
我们将来所要到的新天新地。
The future earth that we're going to go.
将会有山，有树木，有水，有动物。
There is going to be water, there's going to be mountain, trees, and animals.
就好像 伊甸园所做的一个地方。
Much like the Garden of Eden.
这个神所做的新天新地是神应许给我们这个地。
This future earth is a place that God has promised us.
是一个被更新的一个地。
It is a renewed place.
我们同时圣经讲到这个地是一个家。
And the Bible also said this place is going to be our home.
啊，就好像约翰福音十四章第二节这么讲。
Just as it told us in John chapter 14 verse 2.
啊，在我父家里有许多住处。
In my father's house are many rooms.
啊，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，他所预备的这地方是一个家。
Jesus clearly told us that where he's going to go prepare the rooms is going to be our home.
我们都知道家是一个什么样的地方。
We know what a home looks like.
家是给人住的。
Home is for someone to dwell in.
家是给人感觉到是一个有安全感的一个地方。
A home is a place where you feel safe.
家也是给我们休息的一个地方。
And it is a place for us to rest.
我们圣经讲到信靠神的人都等待做这个地方。
The Bible told us that those who believe in God are waiting for this place.
希伯来书十一章的信心伟人他们羡慕这个地方。
The great faith was mentioned in Hebrew 11 talk about how these people are waiting for this place.
他们把这个地方看为是自己的家乡。
They look upon the place as their home.
在如果你看罗马书第八章二十二节到二十三节。
If you look at Romans chapter 8 verse 22 to 23.
这两节经文说明所有被造的事物，还有包括人在内，是他们在劳苦叹息的劳苦。
In these two verses, they talk about all creation, man included, has been groaning as in pain.
而且等待着他们的身体得赎。
And they are waiting for their body to be redeemed.
他们盼望回到那个应许之地。
And they are waiting to go back to the land of promise.
是的，人在世上是叹气劳苦。
Man who lives on earth.Really are just groaning.
等待着一个更美好的一个家乡。
Waiting for a better home.
我们每一个人都有自己的家乡。
All of us have our own place of origin.
我自己的家乡是在马来西亚这个地方叫做和丰。
My own place of origin is Ho Fong in Malaysia.
我在那个地方长大的。
I grew up in that place.
那么自从我的父母搬迁以后
，And since my parents moved，
我就没有机会回到我自己的家乡。
I never had an opportunity to go back from where I came from.
所以每次我想到回家乡的时候，我很盼望回到这个家乡去看一看。
So each time when I go back home, I wanted to go back to that particular place to take a look.
回去我小时候到过的地方。
To go back to the places where I visited when I was young.
一些我曾经在那边玩过水的。
Places where I played.
一些地方我曾经捉过鱼的。
Places where I had caught fish.
想起这个家乡的时候，我就感到homesick.
And so when I think about my home, I feel homesick.
那么除了这个地方的一个家乡，我知道在天上。我有一个更美好的家乡。
So besides the home on earth, I know that I have an even better place in heaven.
这个家乡是神为我所预备的。
And this is a place where God has prepared for me.
我在神学念书的时候，有一位同学。
When I was in seminary, I had a friend.
那么他神学院毕业之后。
And after she graduated, she came out to serve.
不到一年就被医生诊断她有肺癌。
Within a year, she was diagnosed with lung cancer.
那么医生告诉她说，你只有18个月的时间。
The doctor told her she only has 18 months.
真的不到18个月，她就离开世界。
And she was called back home within 18 months.
所以在她还没有离开世界之前
And before she died,
她写了一封 email 给所有认识的同学。
She sent an email to all the people that she knows.
我们在 email 里面，她讲的这句话。
And in her email, she said something like this.
她说我已经预备好回家。
She said, "I am prepared to go home."
这位同学知道她所要去的地方。
The friend knows where she's going.
我们自己感到这个新地是一个家。
The Bible said that new earth is home.
就好像我们地上的家乡一样。
It's much like the home we have on earth.
我们这个地方是一个有形体的一个地方。
This home is a physical.
不是一般人所想象的。
It is not what most people imagined.
一般的基督徒经常讲到神对我们所预备这个地方是没有形体的。
And some Christians thought that the place that God has prepared for us is not a physical place.
所以在中文圣经里面，我们看到这个地。
So in the Chinese Bible, we talk about the earth.
英文圣经把它翻译成 earth。如果我们看希腊文圣经的话，它是 G。G 就是来自 G E 而 G 啊，所以这个英文字 geology 啊，就是来自这个希腊文的 G。
But in the Latin word, the root word is G, is G E, and it is the root word of geology.
我在大学的时候曾经念过这个地质学。
When I was in college, I took a course in geology.
所学的东西都是泥土跟地质的东西。
What I've learned is all about the soil and things about it.
都是一些有形体的东西。
And it is things that are physical.
那么圣经讲到这个地是我们熟悉的一个地方。
The Bible said the earth is a place for us here.
好像我们现在所居住的这个地球。
Much like the earth we're in right now.
有山有水。
There is mountain, there's water.
有树木，有花草。
There is vegetation, there's flowers.
有动物。
There's animals.
你会觉得很奇怪，将来的新地将会有动物。
You may think it's interesting that there will be animals in the future earth.
我们这个地方是可以看得见，可以摸得到的。
This place is going to be some place that you can see.And you can touch.
就好像圣经里面创世纪里面讲那个伊甸园一样。
Much like the Garden of Eden mentioned in Genesis.
这个永恒的家乡将会好像我们现在地上的家乡一样。
This eternal home will be much like the home we have on earth.
地上的家乡有很多不如意的事情。
There are many unfortunate things in the earth right now.
那么我们华人有句话说。家家有一本难念的经。
The Chinese idiom has a word that says every family has its own problem.
但是神为我们预备这个新地没有这本经。
But in the future earth, they will have no such thing.
因为启示录所说的就是神应许我们的。
Because in Revelation, it's what God has promised us.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
我们将来的新地是神为那些得救的基督徒所预备的。
So the future earth is a place that God has prepared for the believers.
那么神将会把这个旧的地。更新完成立一个新的地。
God will renew this present earth into a new one.
不单成立一个新地。
Not only will it become a new earth.
也成立我们所羡慕的一个家乡。
And it will turn into a home that we have been waiting for.
你所羡慕那个家乡是哪一个？
So which home are you waiting for?
是这个永恒的家乡，还是这个暂时在地上的家乡？
Is it the eternal home or the temporary home you're in right now?
Let us
bow our head and pray.
Heavenly, we thank you for today's word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
我们更加要感谢你，因为你赐给我们这个机会。
We want to thank you more because you have given us salvation.
使到我们能够去这个新天新地。
So that we can go to this new heaven and new earth.
使我们能够到这个永恒的家乡。
So that we can go to this eternal home.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们的心等待这个永恒的家乡。
Help us to look forward to this eternal home.
我们把我们完全的交托。
Lord, we lift these up completely in your hand.
求主保守。
Please protect them.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray these in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.